It's the 11th annual Art on the Wabash Festival going on September 25th. It's a Sunday from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon at Topowinga Park in West Lafayette. Joining me for Art Spotlight is Beverly Shaw from the city of West Lafayette. Good to have you.
Thank you.
And one of the artists, Carolyn Kaysen. Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. I'm so excited about this. This is the 11th annual fair. And I looked at the website and I was pretty amazed on how varied the art is. There's not just one medium, and even in the paintings, it's so diverse. How did these artists come about?
Each year, the artists are asked to apply. There's a call for entry that goes out to about 15 counties that are eligible to participate. The city does this to support local art, and we keep the entry fee very low so that we can bring people out of the woodwork and have them show their woodwork, perhaps. So they apply, and then they're juried by a different juror from around the state, someone that's not from here, so they won't instantly recognize the art. And they select which pieces they'd like to have, which artists.
Beverly, you've been doing this since the beginning. Has it grown? Is it something that word of mouth? And I know there'll probably be folks already interested for 2017.
Sure. It's grown. We have new artists every year, which I'm pleased about. We've got the return artists that are heavy hitters and everybody wants to see them. And then every year there's new people, and that's part of the fun. We also have added more interactive art things. Art Cart has joined us, the Purdue Art Cart. So there's hands-on activities. The Art Museum will be doing a hands-on activity this year, and I believe the West Lafayette Public Arts team. So there's a chance to get involved yourself.
There's more information online at WBAA.org, where we'll have links for this art spotlight. Carolyn, we'll have up some of your jewelry. How important is something like this for you and your artistry and to be able to share your work?
I love showing my work and having people come and enjoy it. And I love to see people wearing pieces that I've made after they've made a purchase.
These days, it's a little easier, I imagine, doing something online. But even that, to actually be able to share things and to be in this sort of nice space of Topowinga Park, it's got to be
right.
Kind of fun.
The interaction with the people who come to the art show is just a wonderful feature. You don't get that online. So I love doing that. And people are always so responsive. We always have big crowds, and it's just been very well received by the community.
It's coming up September 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Topowinga Park in West Lafayette. Beverly, is it something that I know there's free parking, so that's certainly makes things easier. And there's a little bit of parking there in the park. I imagine that it's a deal to coordinate. And there actually, besides these activities, there's actually going to be some food trucks and whatnot involved?
Correct. We'll have EMT and the Parthenon. They're not in a truck, but they bring great food. Fuel will be providing coffee and some juices and things. And then I think Pink Wall is the latest addition to that. So there's an opportunity to come spend some time, bring the family. There's no admission, and enjoy a day. It's really a beautiful setting.
It's a family event, so mm-hmm. You know, you can go and have activities for kids, but there'll actually be some craft beers and whatnot are involved,
yes,
as well.
People's Brewing is coming this year, and we're real excited to have them. We set up a beer garden in the shade of the cottonwood trees. We call it the Cottonwood Club, and it's a nice chance to sit down and enjoy the day.
I know there are stained glass, there's woodwork, there's paintings. Carolyn, you've got jewelry, and there's all sorts of, I think I've seen pens and whatnot involved. This is something that you can sort of plan for. September's not too early to be thinking about Christmas, is it, already?
That's maybe. Correct. A lot of people come and do their Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
So we enjoy that. Had a young man a couple years ago who watched his wife look at things, and then when she slipped away, he came back and purchased what she liked. I thought he was a very smart young man.
Art on the Wabash, it's coming up on the 25th of September. It's one of those things, too, I imagine that it's nice to be able to have that interaction.
Our program contains everybody's contact information, and so a lot of the artists will say that they get commissions from the show. They have a chance to meet people and talk, and the quality of their work is viewed, and then those people reach out to them later to have a portrait done or a piece of jewelry made.
When you find one thing, there's not 10 of them usually. You know, it's a very unique sort of thing, and this nice artwork that could have something similar, but not be able to be replicated and sort of very unique.
Right. One-of-a-kind things are very popular.
And it's something that I imagine you could come early in the morning, come back, or have a meal, look around and see what brings about. Is it something that you see folks spending hours at?
Sure. The first year that we started, it was at 10 a.m. And as an organizer, you're at the park at 6 a.m. And I thought, we're not doing this next year. And I'll be darned if we didn't have a lot of people at 10 o'clock. And so it stayed at 10 o'clock ever since.
Wow.
And people stay for lunch or the afternoon. We have a number of local musicians that play for us. Three musicians are scheduled this year, and they're very popular. We know them from the farmers market where they play, the West Lafayette Farmers Market. And that's a great addition, too. They're right next to that beer garden and great place to hang out.
And I imagine this is nice for the businesses if they were going to be there and not only just, you know, take a stroll along the river, but to, you know, be able to be around their restaurants right around their Puccini's and things, or
right,
catch a movie and be able to come out and do all this. So it's a little bit of both.
It is. And you can stroll across the pedestrian bridge and enjoy Lafayette, walk into Wabash Landing, enjoy West Lafayette. It's a fun place to be.
Our guests are Beverly Shaw and Carolyn Kaysen with the Art on the Wabash, and it's taking place Sunday, September 25th from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. I guess I'd end and ask, is it something, if I were willing to volunteer this year or want to find out about volunteering next year, what would I do?
Sure. If you want to volunteer, you can email me at bshaw@wl.in.gov, and we'll get you signed up. We sure could use some more hands every year. As well, if you want to apply for Art in the Wabash as an artist, you would do that by going to artinthewabash.com. And the applications are always due at 5:05 at 5. So that's May 5th at 5 p.m. so that you can remember it, put it on your calendar every year, and hopefully join us.
Oh, excellent. Carolyn, what would you say to someone to encourage them to enter their art or to come by and see your art?
It's a great place to show your work. So I encourage everyone to enter. Send in the application and enter, because it's a lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to the 11th annual Art on the Wabash Local Artist Fair coming up on the 25th of September at Topowinga Park. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.